I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Two bills addressing Metro Atlanta's future public transit needs are up for consideration at the Statehouse this week. The AJC reports that a bill creating a new board to oversee transit planning and construction in the 13-county Metro Atlanta area is under consideration today by the Senate Transportation Committee. A similar bill goes before the House Transportation Committee tomorrow. The bills would also allow counties in the region to ask voters to approve a transit sales tax of up to 1% to fund projects included in the regional transit plan. Well, the Southern Nuclear Operating Company has been targeted for a $145,000 civil penalty, this for violations at Plant Vogtle Units 1 and 2. The announcement came from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission today. The NRC said in a statement to the AJC that the fines stem from plant employees failing to complete required checks on equipment and plant conditions, then falsifying documents to indicate the checks had in fact been done. Governor Nathan Deal appointed Tricia Pridemore to the state's Public Service Commission today. She will represent District 5, serving out the term of retiring PSC Chairman Stan Wise. The appointment is effective immediately. Pridemore is the former executive director of the Governor's Office of Workforce Development and a former member of the Georgia World Congress Center Authority Board of Governors. Well, gun control advocates are gathering at the Georgia State House today for their annual lobbying. Members from groups such as Moms Demand Action and Every Town for Gun Safety are petitioning lawmakers to change weapons laws. The AJC reports that organizers moved the rally portion of the event outside to Liberty Park in order to accommodate the number of people attending. And Atlanta is one of three cities where AT&T will unveil its latest wireless service known as 5G. The Atlanta Business Chronicle reports 5G service is going to be available in Atlanta, Dallas, and Waco, Texas by year end. 5G networks are expected to be more reliable and offer internet speeds up to 100 times faster than current 4G technology. AT&T is the only U.S. carrier that's announced plans to deliver 5G in 2018. Sprint is expected to make the leap in 2019, while T-Mobile anticipates nationwide rollout in 2020. Finally today, reaction and expressions of condolence are flowing in following the death of evangelist Billy Graham earlier today. Former President Jimmy Carter released a statement saying, "Rosalind and I are deeply saddened to learn of the death of the Reverend Billy Graham. He shaped the spiritual lives of tens of millions of people worldwide by exemplifying the life of Jesus Christ by constantly reaching out for opportunities to serve." In October of 1950, Graham brought his traveling revival to Atlanta for the first time. 495,000 people attended during that six-week run. It was during that run that Graham broadcast his first ever Hour of Decision radio program from Atlanta's old Ponce de Leon ballpark. Billy Graham would have celebrated his 100th birthday in November of this year. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.